So how do you attract new business so you constantly don't have to chase it? Hi, I'm Mike Cuevas, the Real Estate Marketing Dude, and this podcast is all about building a strong personal brand people have come to know, like, trust, and most importantly, refer. But remember, it is not their job to remember what you do for a living. It's your job to remind them. Let's get started. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. Folks, we're going to be chatting today about a topic that a lot of people are sort of like, what the fuck did you say? It could do this. You could do that. Yeah. Really? Oh, I can't use AI. I can't use automation. It's too confusing. That stuff's only for really, really smart people. Dude, you guys, I've been literally messing with like AI and automation, and I'm looking at chat and tying it into Zapier. I'm looking at automating my content from my blog, from my YouTube channel, all the way across all social platforms. And I mean, honestly, if I could do it, you can too. This is not anything that is, I didn't believe how much shit you could do with it. I'm getting really into this in the last few weeks. So I'm really excited to have today's guest on because this is what we're going to be chatting about. I've seen this dude on social media, like popping up all over my feed. And he popped open a message and he's like, yo, I want to do some podcast, but I'm probably guessing that he probably had an AI bot responding to those messages on top of it that he got on this show. Yep. But this is a really good topic to talk about, man, because a lot of people are talking about how they can get more done for less. And yep. Honestly, like some stuff you could do with AI literally can replace your social media manager nowadays. And it's crazy. And you need to know this stuff in any ways. This isn't even just a real estate thing. This is just a business owner thing. Right. And you guys got to know this shit. So I'm excited to get into today's show. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest, Mr. Nick Krim. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, man? Yeah, and you're absolutely right. You know, I was talking about this with my brother last night, who's my business partner. And we're like, there's not a future where if you don't learn AI that you'll still be in business. Some people think that like, oh yeah, I don't need to learn that. There is literally not a future where if you don't learn AI that you will still be in business. So the quicker you get that out, you're going to just jump into it, the better you're going to be all for it.
Well, I'm one of those late adopters to the sense where I'm like, no, I got this shit. I create content. No one can create content better than me. Like, fuck those guys. This guy can't create content. This bot can't create content. They can't tell me.
Right.
No, actually, it's helping me create. It's helping me like create better content.
Yeah.
And it's not so much of like how to use it to replace you as much as how to use it to enhance you. And that's the way you got to look at it, folks. So, Nick, why don't you talk to us? Like, let's start from the high level. Then let's get into really nerdy shit like towards the end here. Right. So I don't know what level people are on listening right now, but let's just get right into the use cases of it. Like, let's just go ahead and define, because I think people get scared about this. AI, what's the difference between ChatGPT and I have a thing called Copy Coach I use. That's an AI tool. Then I hear other guys saying, oh, I trained my AI bot. I'm like, what are you, a fucking Pokemon? What the hell is this? Like, what are you training bots and shit? What is this? What's going on? So like, just help me understand this.
So I think like the best way to put it, and I think that's a great question too, because it's like understanding it's the first half of the battle. You know, it's like, I look back to like when the internet first came out, there were posts in the New York Times that said computer virus spreads to humans and people just didn't understand the internet, which is why they weren't using it. So here's the best way I can say, when it comes to like, when people say training AI, think about your ChatGPT as your employee. If you don't train your employee and then you just go in there and start asking them to do a bunch of things, it's not going to work good. You're like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? So when it comes to ChatGPT, think about your ChatGPT as your lifelong personal employee that once you train it to do something once, you never have to train it to do something again because it just remembers over and over and over again. And it will only be as good as what you train it to do. So like to me, ChatGPT, don't even think about it as AI. It is a lifelong employee that can just multiply what you are already doing. You can teach it how you speak, and then it knows how you speak for the rest of your life. You can teach it about my ideal client profile is, see, I'm getting a little bit more in depth, but the overall view of this is just think about AI and ChatGPT as your lifelong employee that will work for you 24/7, that will never quit, that will never not show up, and that will remember every bit of training you ever give it.
So that, well said. Like, I'm like, great, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, I'm in my chat now. I just signed up for like the four, right? So I'm getting all kinds of new gadgets here and all different types of things, right? But it asks you, like, when you come in here, like, Like basically describe yourself. And as I've been taking different training courses and watch a lot of YouTube videos myself, you basically, when you're training these, tell me if I have this correct, because I'm sure other people are thinking this. When you're training this, I like how you said it's like your employee, but you could train it in your voice. Like, look how I talk right now. Nick, I could tell, is Midwest. Yeah. He talks just like me. You guys are probably
There's another fucking Midwest guy, bro. I love it, man.
But yeah, we have a certain tonality that we speak with, right? And so a lot of the times when people are like, well, how do I use chat for just creating like social content? It doesn't sound like me. It sounds robotic. You're telling it, do I need to have a lot of content, or can it like read my Facebook profile? Can it read my Instagram profile, or can it read like my podcast, for example, or my YouTube channel or stuff like that?
So, I mean, this is a little bit of a loaded question. Can it do those things? Yes. But here, like, the first thing you have to do is like what it calls this customized ChatGPT. In the bottom left, you'll see your name. You click it and it says customized ChatGPT. And that's where you tell it who you are and how you want it to respond. So before you go in there and start training it, customize GPT. So that way you at least, you don't have to tell it every freaking time. I am a real estate agent in Cleveland, Ohio. And to start every prompt, if you put that in your custom GPT at the beginning.
It's like your profile.
It's like your profile. Exactly. Okay. So that way it's like every chat, it knows you're a real estate agent. It knows the area you're located. And like, unfortunately, what I tell agents too is like, oh, I want it to sound like me. Yes, you want it to sound like you, but you want it to sound better than you when it comes to marketing. Because I'll be honest, most real estate agents aren't copywriters. No. They didn't come into the business thinking they had to be copywriters. So I'm not blaming them. But there is an extent of, yes, you want it to sound like you. You can go into the bottom half of what I just said, that customized GPT, and then tell it, here are some common phrases or like little things that I always say, or like words that I use and then words I don't use. Because I thought this was funny. Someone was like, I don't use ChatGPT because it used the word boast too often. I'm like, well, that's what happens when you listen to fucking amateurs. Because all you have to do is go in there and tell it, and you're, how do you respond? Never use the word boast.
It's almost like negative words. Don't use these words.
Exactly. So like there's little things like that. But like if you want it to sound like you, if you really are that dedicated to sounding like you, you can copy and paste your last 30 Facebook posts, put it into there, and then there's a whole knowledge base for it. Of like, what I sound like. And then you could just go in there and say, hey, write me 5 more posts just like this. It's not the way I would recommend.
Yeah.
But if you want it to really just sound like you and write like you, that would be one way to start.
And this is like one use of you guys. This is like just one use of AI here, right? Like just on how to write like you. Like there's a, so in Referral Suite, which you guys all should be checking out and buying very soon as I release it to the market. It's coming in really quick. It's really badass. Know. It's going to keep you guys in front of your database. They're never going to forget about you again. Okay. Sales pitch. And we have a direct mail system in there that can literally use AI to create a local based restaurant campaign. Hmm. So literally, it has a postcard and it goes in there, it grabs the 5 burger places from your local market, puts them into the postcard, customizes it for the postcard, and then boom, sends that out. Traditionally, that would take us like God knows how long to create and be able to customize and scale out. We wouldn't be able to do it nationally. Now we can automate it. So it's also design elements. And I do part of that, the same system I'm talking about is I started designing all of my images and using Canva's AI tool.
Canva AI is bad.
Because I'm getting the backgrounds from Canva's AI tool, which is cool because there's nothing like it, right? So I could just tell it. And I know those images for our social library are now standing out, right? Yeah. So like, and I just start diving into this. I act like I know what I'm talking about. I have no idea what I'm doing, right? Yeah. But these are the cases that I'm seeing you can utilize this thing for. And guys like Nick's are just made it easy for you guys to understand it. So yeah, it's like you're a little employee. I like that analogy. It's good.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. How long does it take to like train this employee? How much work? Cause when you say train, I'm like, do I have to like do sit-ups with it? Do I got to like do bench presses? Like this sounds tiring.
The reality is this is where listening to pros and listening to amateurs makes a huge difference, right? Cause amateurs don't even know what training is. They don't know how to do it. And then like, dude, like Mike, if I ask you a dumbass question, what kind of answer do you think I'm going to get? A dumbass answer, right? Like that's just what it's going to be. This isn't like school where there's no such thing as a dumb question. There is a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. For us, so like we created the AI certified agent. We have a list of about 13 to 15 different prompts. You ask it before you start asking it for Like for posts, for emails, for content, for this or that. So the first thing I always tell people is clearly identify your target's audience. Because that's like, you go to any marketing class, what do they say? Create your avatar. Before you start creating content and creating marketing, create your avatar. And this is the exciting part. Because when you actually create your avatar within there, it remembers it in the certain chat that you create. So like, for example, when you create your ICP, your ideal client profile, you don't want to just say buyers, first-time home buyers. A great target audience with ChatGPT is a first-time millennial home buyer in Sarasota, Florida.
So go deep.
Right? And then, dude, and that's just the beginning. You're absolutely right going deep. Then you ask it, what are the goals of a first-time millennial home buyer in Sarasota, Florida? What are the fears? What are the motivations? What will happen if they do get a home? What will happen if they don't get a home? One of my favorites, what's the internal dialogue of a first-time millennial home buyer in Sarasota? And then you ask it all these questions, and then this chat is now trained on all of these things about your target audience. And then you start asking it, all right, now write me a 5 email sequence going to these people. Now write me 3 Facebook posts.
I see.
Why? Because it knows the goals, fears, motivations, internal dialogue. All of these things that's now trained on.
So and that's then done. Like, doesn't sound very long.
It doesn't, dude, that's the thing. You have like to know. No, go ahead.
It just reminds me of like Pokemon so much because my kids play with that stuff. And it's like they train the Pokemon, right? And he becomes more powerful and smarter. Yeah. And then he like becomes super Pokemon. And it's like you started doing that with your employee here.
And then what you do over time is like you go through that and then you start asking it to create these prompts and you're like, well, I like it more like this and this. So now it starts getting trained even how you like certain things done. So then the more you use it, the better trained it is. But it all starts at the beginning is how well are you identifying your target audience? How well have you trained it on what their emotions actually are in the process? Because yes, you can teach ChatGPT to speak emotionally in your marketing if you do it right.
It's got to be trained by the time it does it, but out the box, it's not going to come out and being like, just like your employee. Like, you know, I have editors on staff. They don't start out like the way we want them. Like everyone could edit, but it takes us about 60 to 90 days to train them. There's about 20 to 30 plus videos they have to do and plus hours and all that. And then they go through this process and now they're great. Now they're hands off. No differently, guys. Yep. When you said train it, I'm like instantly thinking of like, oh my God, look at the market. I'm going into people who are missing credit card payments. I'm going after NODs. Yep. I'm going after late payments and distressed right now. Right. Yep. And that's one category of content. Then I'm going to go create another one for divorce. Then I'm going to create another one for all these life scenarios, because those are the only people moving right now, folks. Is that how you could basically create? Would I have to create like multiple ChatGPTs per audience because there's so many different types?
Yeah. So what you would do is like for these different ones, you would want to create this. It's the same ChatGPT account, but you open up a chain. So you just click new chat and then only train that chat on this ideal client profile. And then you go in depth on it. And every time you want to go get more information, go back to that chat.
And it keeps getting smarter and smarter overall, right? It's like right now, it's almost like having you have a YouTube channel, right? Yeah. People get this concept. You have a YouTube channel, you put one video on it. It's like, great, this guy's fucking awesome. Yeah. Then you put, then there's a guy who's been on there for 5 years and he's got thousands of views. You're like, wow, this guy's legit. Same concept, right?
Yeah. So it's the same concept. And there's actually something brand new that came out January 12th that is literally going to put about 80% of AI startups out of business. On ChatGPT, they came out with ChatGPT Store. So if you see now, you said you just upgraded to 4, right? So you did the pro?
Yeah, I'm in there right now.
So if you look on the left, you'll see Explore GPTs, right?
Yeah.
So you click on that and there's literally Canva AI built into ChatGPT now. There is 11 Labs, which is voice.
That's what this is. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's built in there. You can literally just go in there. Think about it like Netflix for AI. So all these AI startup companies that were really ChatGPT on the back end, right? Yeah. It was like Scooby-Doo. You take the mask off. Whoa, it's ChatGPT the whole time. You can literally go in there and just type in real estate. And you'll see a bunch of real estate like trained, ready to go chats, ready to go. One of ours in there, I'll do a plug on this, is My Listing Buddy. Creates all your listing descriptions, creates your marketing materials for your listing, creates all your open house materials.
I see it right here.
Boom. And that one is saving agents hours every single day. Here is another way that we utilize this feature. So look, I'm not the YouTube guy. That's just not been my jam. But of course, a lot of our clients that want to learn about AI is like, oh, I want to learn YouTube AI. Here's what we did. we bought a lot of these AI courses that are out there, or these YouTube courses that are out there, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where it's like, dude, AI is great because how creative can you be with using it? We bought a lot of these courses. We transcribed the courses. And then with the custom GPT, we put all these courses as a knowledge base behind it. And then you just go in and you can ask it questions. And then it's like, what are the top 10 headlines? It reads all these courses that these people came out with, say, here are the headlines for this target audience. So now we have a bot in there, which is only available to our students, but it's YouTube AI. So it's like, look, I might not know this, but I use the best people I know as a knowledge base. And instead of watching a 5-10 hour course and trying to think about how to do it, ChatGPT is already trained how to do it.
See, like if... So let me tell me if this is a good or bad idea. This sounds like a really good idea, but tell me using AI. We might just create a $3 million business idea. If I'm a brokerage, why am I not creating a hyper-local version for a brokerage and just owning that and shit and sending that to my agents? And I'm talking about becoming like the local celebrity, local digital mayor concept, right? Where they're literally like a tour guide. Like you just, like that would just be so awesome to have on a site.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I mean, that just like makes a whole lot of sense. It's almost like, we're probably only scratching like 5% of what the capabilities are. This is so early on, right?
Even 5%. And it's just amazing how it's going to continue to evolve. And like, what I think people need to understand is the more it evolves and the more in depth it gets as it goes, the harder it's going to be to just jump into it. And you might say like, oh, it's not the case, but I paint this picture for some people. Like I was just in the Apple store, Mike. I was in the Apple store. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a section where it's old people sitting around a desk. And there's this guy saying, all right, now open up your email. Here's how you open up. And he's literally giving them a computer lesson, like how to use the internet and open up your email.
We have a lot of clients like that.
That is going to be people in the next 5 years when it comes to AI. If they don't like start just trying to learn the basics, because right now it's easy. You get in there, you learn the basic, you learn how it works, you know how things are evolving. And as it evolves, you're going to be able to pick up and keep up easier. But if you wait a couple years and it's evolved and it's like, well, how does this really work? Well, now let's go back to there's a huge learning curve that will come. It's the perfect time to get into it and start learning the basics and how it works.
Yeah, I mean, I just clicked on your, I'm in my listing buddy. Like, this is pretty cool. I'm going to as well throw you a little plug. But yeah, you type in here, like he's got like an AI. So I could type in to create a listing description, create all marketing for my listing, create my marketing for Just Sold, or create my marketing for my open house. So basically it sounds like you have a system behind each one of these four prompts. You wanted to do four things for my listing buddy. And once I tell it, if I type in here, describe my 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, ocean view, front house, with a 3-car garage. I want you to put a Maserati in the front, put a pool in the back, make sure that fucker has a hot tub attached to it. And I want the world's best looking, outdoor kitchen. Like this is going to come up with,
It's not going to come up with the images.
I'm reversing. I'm sorry. You're describing I'm writing the listing description.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially like what we tell people is you just take all the things you will put into the MLS, like all the facts and features, and then you put it in there for create my listing description. And then boom, it creates your listing description and it creates like the 1,000 characters or less one that you put in the MLS. And then you copy and paste that listing description and then you just paste it into create all my marketing for my listing. And then it's trained to write 2 Facebook posts, 2 Instagram posts with hashtags, a YouTube video script with keywords, headline, and description, 2 emails inviting buyers, and a Facebook ad copy. And it's trained on like good copy on the back end, a lot of the copywriting that we put on the back end. Then the same thing with your open house. You copy and paste your listing description and just say open house is next Thursday at 2 p.m. And it writes same thing, like all your materials for it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see the amount of time. Even we had a need in our company now where we're trying to, for our content distribution, we want to distribute our content for our clients in more places. So we want to take our videos and upload them both short form and long form to LinkedIn and all their social profiles. And our problem we're having right now is that every time if you try to log into someone's social profile, you're going to get like a security check and then you have to like log in and then they have to tell you where you're at. So like, it's literally impossible to try to post content on behalf of people when you're in video or anything right now. Right. Or use a social tool. So we're testing it with this process because it bypasses all of that. And just short answer, would that work?
Would which work?
If I'm just a content distribution, just so I don't, if I wanted to streamline all my content distribution.
I can't say confidently yes or no. We haven't tried that yet. Because like the personal profile, are you saying like posting on the personal profiles on each
business
one?
Pages. Business, if I wanted to take like business pages, so it's not as personable, it's just more business. So, you know, like,
yeah, I mean, Hello Woofy, that's the one that we recommend for people to use because it'll even
Hello
like,
Roofy is the name of it.
Hello Woofy.
Like you said, Hello Roofy. I'm like, that
Hello
company's going to
be like all these platforms. Like, dude, it has like 15 different platforms that you can post from at once. It does business right for you. And then even if it's your personal, you can like for your clients, you can set them up on the account and then schedule their personal. And for them, it'll just pop up every day. Like an image post.
This is what they want us to do, you know, and that's why we're trying to, that's what we're trying to solve for right now. It's like, okay, how do we figure this out? Because it's not working this way. And it's cheaper. It's more economical, you know,
it's not
scale.
Like, Hello Whoopi. Yeah. Not, it's well, and that's what people don't understand too. It's like, man, so we're still a marketing and branding company, but now we specialize in AI. Why? Mm-hmm. Because our asses were going out of business if we didn't make the change. Because I looked at all the things that we were doing for clients that they pay us thousands a month to do. I'm like, now I can just train them how to do it on ChatGPT.
Well, what was the first business here?
So, well, my brother
Before you got into the AI stuff, because what happened prior? Now, then tell me about that, because that's going to have some relevance to some of these realtors.
Yeah. So for the last 5 years, my brother and I, like we traveled the country learning from a lot of the top agents, how they're doing their marketing and branding. And then from there, we launched a lot of different like services and products. Like as far as like creating your whole online platform, like your interview platform, how to create your podcast and do these things, how to create all your entire branding and marketing materials for social media. And then we got into shorts before a lot of people were getting into shorts, creating shorts for people on how to repurpose your content that you've already created. And then what we did is we actually had a 7-bedroom content house in Orlando, Florida. We lived in 3 of the bedrooms, had a full-time cameraman and myself and my brother, and clients would fly in from all over the country. They would stay at our apartment downtown, come to our house, and shoot 30 days worth of content in one day. But we would sit there and we'd be like, all right, we would go to the whiteboard. Who is your ideal client profile? Who are we making content for? And then we would write it down. And then we would say, what are your goals? And we would sit there for almost half of the day and come up with that person's goals, their fears, and try and get inside of their mind about all of these things. And then we would sit down and shoot all the content with them once we knew that. And then we would go from there. Then this is where I had a full team of copywriters, graphic designers, video editors on the back end. Because then we would take their videos, transcribe them, send it to our copywriters, and then they would write emails that would go out. Then they would write blog posts that would go out. Then they would write Facebook posts. And I was like, well, that's done in about 3 minutes now using ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And then we would send it to our video editors. And then we had one person's job on our staff was to watch people's videos and say from 2 minutes, 2 seconds to 2 minutes, 50 seconds, clip it. Then they would send it to the clipper. Then they would send it to the subtitle person. Then they would send it to the copy person who would put the headlines on it. That video is now done using Opus. It does all that for you within about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, we are literally going to go out of business if we don't make this shift.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go into just for realtors in general, like what, let's look at the applicable uses that like everyone, what do they need to be using now? Like at the bare minimum, like where do you get started with? And then you're in real estate. Here's what you have to be doing right now.
ChatGPT is the bare minimum. ChatGPT, get the pro version and start exploring the custom GPTs. Because from there, like I said, 80% of those startups that they've been seeing on their timeline are now built into ChatGPT. So get into there and then just start getting comfortable with how to train your ChatGPT. I think that's almost a bare minimum. The other tools that we say, because we go deep on 5. So I guess I'll go through those 5. The next one, which I love personally, is called HeyGen. HeyGen.
Crazy.
So you literally create a video duplicate of yourself. It looks like you and it sounds like you. So we have real estate agents. They take their market updates and then put it in the HeyGen. You have a market update video of you saying it. You take your listing videos, pictures behind it, your listing description, make a market update or your listing video. Or I thought this was creative. One of the agents did this. They went out and they got happy birthday balloons and a hat. And then created a HeyGen avatar and they sent happy birthday videos to every one of their clients now. Opus. Oh, good.
That's dope. Yeah.
Opus.pro. Opus just creates shorts for you or reels at scale. You upload your 50-minute video, gives you 10 shorts within seconds.
Does it pick the good sound clips out of it?
It picks, like, so yeah, it is actually.
How does it determine that? That's always been that's the hardest part, is getting like the right, like, even one. This show, like finding someone to come to this show and just take, there's a lot of nuggets we've already had here. There's probably a lot of good repurposed content. How does it know that to grab the nuggets right here?
Yeah, great question. So it's actually trained based on the algorithm and what's online to look through your video, find the highest engaging points in the video, and then it even gives you an engagement score on the side, and it tells you what you can do better if you want to, like, make more engaging content. So you'll have, like, an engagement score on the side, a description for you, the subtitles on there. You can turn on and off B-roll, so it'll add B-roll to your video, so that way, like, you know how media works. So from there, one of my personal favorites is called Merlin. Getmerlin.in. So this one, it follows me around to any website that I go to, and, like, let's say I Google something, Merlin's on the side, and it reads the top, like, 5 or 10 links and gives me the summary from all the links of things I just Googled. I can go to any landing page, and it gives me the summary of the entire landing page and create other copy for me. It responds to emails for me. So it literally reads the emails, and I could just say, hey, let them down nicely, but say I'm not interested. And it responds in a very nice way. Or you can counter an offer, and it'll counter each one of the points and then give you the new price. So that's what we use there. And the last one is virtualstaging.ai. I think that one's just super simple. Stage homes virtually. And then, like, if you're looking for buyers, you can literally show them a home and be like, how would you like to design this home? So you can sit there and design homes with buyers to see how interested they really are in it.
That's cool. Yeah. And a lot of this too is, like, just, you guys imagine, like, if you're communicating this way, imagine the brand that's being built on the side, like, because people will hire you for, like, how you're doing business, not what. And like, you're going up against a bunch of blue hair, gray haired agents who call them the blue hairs, right? Yeah. And they're traditional, right? And so a lot of agents, the newer agents ask this question all the time. How am I going to break into this business? Well, there you go, dude. You start doing it differently than all the old school people. Remember, the average age of realtors, I think, was, last I checked, was 54 or 56 and a half years old.
Yeah.
I'm 43 and I'm behind the eight ball. trust me, there's no dig to you guys, to you 50-year-olds, man. But
yeah,
I'm sure you're much like I am, right? In that sense. And yeah, the young bucks come right around here. Those young whippersnappers and those young the young bucks, right? But that's what happens. It's called innovation, folks. And nobody is going. Remember, in real estate, whether you want to admit it or not, you're a commodity, you're a service-based business. Yep. And that service-based business is only has longevity until the next recipe comes out with the next best tasting food or the next best thing or the next best offer, the next best version. Carvana is going through that right now in the space, but for some weird reason, the stock's going through the roof, but it's not happening. It's one of these weird conspiracy theory things. That's on another podcast. But you know what I mean? Like, this is, people remember how you do things, right? So you could, I'm just thinking about how you market this and have it come through. Like, you could just literally say, I just used AI to do my listing packet, right? And then someone's going to see that. Yep. And they're not going to think you're taking a shortcut. They're going to think, holy shit, this person's advanced and gets marketing.
Yeah. So like, that's part of, like, what we're teaching agents how to do too. So, like, the AI certified agent program, part of it is the AI listing advantage.
Yeah.
So it's about how you market and package things too.
100%.
It's one thing to use it on the back end. We have agents sitting down on the listing appointment on the back end of it. We carve out 10 minutes. There's a video sharing how important AI is. And then you sit down with them using the tools that we give you, and you show them, you know what? I'm going to show you how I'd market your house using AI. Right. Not how I did other homes. And you sit there with them and just click enter a couple times based on the programs you created. And it creates it all for them right in front of their eyes. And they're like, you know, other agents spend hours, days, or even weeks figuring out how to market your property. I did it for you right here. So I can spend all my time selling your home and no time trying to figure out how to market it.
Yeah, I'd rather spend time selling your house and preparing to market it.
Exactly.
Makes a lot of sense. I do, since 2014, when we started this show, we had the initial message for this show was, don't be an agent, be a marketer.
Yep.
And back then it was like, was like in 24th back down. Everyone's like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, I'm real estate. Now you see people are talking about database and brand and personal brand and content creation. And this stuff all started happening. And this is it. This is the next thing, this AI movement. I'm a fan. I like it. What other thoughts, any other closing thoughts you want to give people? What else can we use this for? Floor is yours.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just really understanding what's happening here that, you know, on social media, through commercials and things that we see, we almost get like immune to big things that are actually happening in the world. Because every commercial is the next best thing. This is advancing technology. And it's like a Roomba, or it's like something that's just like a squeegee. And is the latest technology is out. This is artificial intelligence getting introduced to the world. This is the next advancement in technology and human history that is happening right now. In the next 5 years, there will be some agents to say, that was the year that everything changed for me because they jumped onto this and they understood what was happening. And then there's going to be everybody else. And you just have to decide. It's not a question of if you have to learn this. It's a question of when you choose to, because you're either going to choose to get into it now or be forced to do it later. So you just have to make, it's a business decision. Would you rather wait till you're at, go ahead.
Would you create, I mean, is this as big as like the internet?
It's bigger than the internet.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's literally bigger than the internet. And, you know, it's just taking a look at it and saying, when are you going to choose to get involved in it? This is changing the world. The biggest companies in the world are spending billions of dollars to get ahead of this thing. They're stopping everything they're doing and focusing on AI. Real estate agents, it should be no different. So if you think this is a passing fad, if you're one of the people who are the amateurs who tried it and then said it didn't work, remember this. There were millions of people who gave up on the internet when it first came out. Yeah. And the New York Times was calling it a passing fad. Yeah. Which one are you going to choose to do?
Yep. Sold.
To the guy over here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, dude, well said. It's here, guys. Whether you want to embrace it or not, that's up to you. But if you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs, wondering how you're going to get out ahead because there's no houses to sell, the people pay you for your skill set. That's really it.
Yeah.
And while, yeah, you might not be selling a bunch of homes right now, or maybe you are, I don't know, but you got to sharpen your skills. There's reasons why I'm taking courses. I've taken 2 courses this month.
Yeah.
I'm sharpening skills. Like, I'm going at it. I want more, you know? So it's like, this is the next thing I'm on. I'm gonna probably buy your shit. Check all that out. But still, it's because you have to learn this stuff. You guys have to put your money where your mouth is, and your broker ain't gonna do it for you.
Yep.
You know, if you're at one of these mega brokers, they're not gonna do it for you either. Like, doesn't matter. Yeah. You are the CEO, CFO, CMO and everything and anything. And the buck stops with you. Nick, why don't you tell people what you, where can they learn more about you?
Yeah. So they can just go to creme.ai. Everything they need to know about myself and my company is at creme.ai. We started the Creme Institute of Artificial Intelligence. We created the world's very first AI certified agent, and we're dropping AI certified agent 2.0 actually this week, tomorrow. So we're dropping that tomorrow. Why? Because we spent the last year with agents every single week, figuring out more about how they're using AI, what's actually working to get them listings. We're about to launch 2.0 after an entire year of studying with all these agents.
Awesome. Go check out his stuff, guys. Appreciate you guys listening to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. Visit our software, referralsuite.com, referralsuite.com, just like the sweet candy, the SWEET. We keep you in front of your database, and I think I'm going to put Nick's course in there as well, because this is some good shit. I like it, man. Congrats, and keep it up.
Awesome.
Follow this guy. Follow social profiles, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for watching another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. If you need help with video or finding out what your brand is, visit our website at www.realestatemarketingdude.com. We make branding and video content creation simple and do everything for you. So if you have any additional questions, visit the site, download the training, and then schedule time to speak with a dude and get you rolling in your local marketplace. Thanks for watching another episode of the podcast. We'll see you next time.